Thank you very much. We have very limited time for questions, I'm afraid, so I will do my best to take as many as we can. I'll start with the BBC on the fourth row.
Thank you very much, Jonathan Beale, BBC News. If I could first of all ask President Zelensky, you said that your victory plan depends not on Russia, but on the will of your partners. Do you think the will is there? Because if we look at two of your key objectives, membership of NATO, that doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. And if we look at your desire to have Western supplied long-range missiles being used to hit targets in Russia, they've been debating that for months. No progress. So you say it's realistic. I just wonder whether it is realistic. And then if I could ask you, Secretary General, I realize it's slightly not about what you've been discussing, but there are reports, increasingly likely, that the leader of Hamas has been killed. And I just wanted to get your reaction. And also, if you think this is an important time for Israel to take stock and review its military operations in Gaza, because they have, in essence, if they have killed him, the head of the snake.
I just want to emphasize it's one question per journalist. Thank you very much. We're very short on time.
Okay, thank you so much. So thank you very much for your question. So not the first time I hear such question. What is realistic and what is not realistic? Remember the steps before invasion. Remember first days of Russian invasion and a lot of different propositions, because some of them will have been realistic for us to survive, not realistic, and etc. So I believe in people, in our people, and in people, not only Ukrainians, first of all in Ukrainians, because the war in Ukraine and the strongest weapon what we had at the very beginning of the war, it's just our people, different. I think this is the strategic weapon, but we lose them. And that is the problem of the war, especially of the long war. It's a big tragedy for us, really, to lose our people. And that's why I believe in our people, in unity in Ukraine. If we will not lose unity in Ukraine, we will prevail. I'm sure, 100%. But it depends on the unity of our partners. It really depends. Because the morality of people, you know, long war, it's understandable. All our feelings were understandable. I don't want to go further to this question, but I think you understand. Strengthening of Ukraine, it's not only depending on the weapon, this kind or that kind, it depending on the will. If our partners will not lose their unity, we will not lose these strengths.
And we will not use that. We will not lose that unity.
You can count on
that. And my message today to Vladimirovich Putin is that if he thinks we will not. And today again is evidence. Look what Australians have done, what the Germans are doing, what the US has done today, again announcing almost $500 million in anti-missile defense systems. I've spoken over the last 3 weeks with all allies. There is absolute unity. We will massively make sure that Ukraine has what it needs to fight the war against Russia. We will continue doing that. And if anyone in the Kremlin will think that by sowing division we will stop this, no, this will not happen. And Ukraine will be member of NATO. There is no doubt about it.
It's so important, and that's why it's not a question of debates. I think we need to strengthen us urgently. To my mind, that is very important now. And debates about invitation and long-distance weapon, of course, they are. Some people, they raise up their question, the volume, the level of risks with it, and etc. But I remember our first steps with Patriots, then with F-16, before it, MLRS, HIMARS.
Leos 2.
Always debates. But here we are.
Ukraine is a democracy, the 32 allies are democracies. So you will have debates. But there's absolute unity that we will, because this is about our values, about our collective security. We cannot have an emboldened Russia at the NATO borders because they would somehow have been successful in Ukraine. We cannot accept that because of our values and because of our collective security interests. And this is from Los Angeles to Tirana to the most eastern city in on NATO territory. We are aligned on this.
You see, we have unity. Good beginning. We need 32 more.
And then on Sinwar, of course, he is widely recognized as the architect of the 7th of October 2023 terrorist attacks on Israel. I have condemned them, all allies have condemned them, every reasonable soul in the world has condemned them. So if he has died, I personally will not miss him.
We'll go to DPA, please, at the back there.
Thank you very much. Ansgar Haase, German press agency, DPA. Mr. President, you just made it clear at the EU summit that the question of nuclear weapons would arise for Ukraine if it cannot become a NATO member. So in this context, can you tell us how long it would take for Ukraine to build a nuclear bomb? And a question to the Secretary General, would you understand if Ukraine were to build a nuclear bomb if it cannot become a NATO member? Thank you.
Sometimes we create ourselves problems. Now you begin to do it. So we never spoke about that we are preparing to create nuclear weapon or something like this. I said that when Budapest Memorandum was signed by very honorable nuclear, very powerful nuclear countries, there was written that Ukraine gives nuclear weapon and Ukraine will have from these very respectable countries, including those time Russia, China, United States, including them. Yes, that we will have our secure territorial integrity and sovereignty. That's what I said. And I said, so it meant that we gave nuclear and these people who've been partners those time, they had to give us security guarantees. And if after that Putin began this occupation, not once, during all these years, during the revolutions, during 10 last years, two times during last 10 years, it means that it's not very good umbrella for our security. That's why I said I don't have alternative except NATO. That was my signal. But we don't do nuclear weapon. Please, don't move these messages.
And Ukraine will be in NATO. And till that happens, we will make sure that Ukraine has everything it needs to prevail.
Okay, ICTV, the gentleman in the third row.
Thank you. Volodymyr Runets, ICTV. Mr. Secretary General, you mentioned that, and that has been mentioned before, that China is a decisive enabler of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. But on the other hand, everyone understands that Russia could be a deterring party to this conflict. Should NATO revise its relationship with China and probably involve India more to make Russia step back? And Mr. President, if you please, I wanted to ask you if you're happy today with what you get here in Brussels, but that question I think was asked already. So I would go further and ask you, Mr. Fico, the Slovakian Prime Minister, said that Ukraine's NATO membership will come at a cost. So what do you think he meant? Did you speak to this Slovakian delegation? What are the details? Could you elaborate? Thank you.
Well, on your first question, clearly China is a challenge. It is not our adversary, but it is a challenge. And it is supporting Russia's war effort by sanction circumvention, by delivering dual-use goods. And it will have an impact. It is having an impact on China's standing in the world. They cannot do that without having to experience that countries will take a different look towards China. And that will be my answer to your first question. And I think for Volodymyr on the...
On this question?
No, not on this one. But on the other? Yes, about Fico.
So about the Fico, so today we spoke with him, but I think it was between us So I said that first of all, I'm happy that our governments on the level of Prime Minister Shmigal have some contacts with the Prime Minister Fitsu. It was my first conversation with Fitsu and about the so I think we speak. It's good. About the high price, yes, you asked about the high price. He said that the need for us high price. I said a lot of things to Fitsu today. I think that we have to hold relations between our countries. I think it's more important to do it so his country is not in war. God bless. And I wish his people peace, not see what does mean and what Putin really, what Putin's face, what Putin really can bring to your country. And that's great that he doesn't feel it. It's good for his people, but he has to support us. Otherwise, he will understand it very well from him, because Putin will never stop. Just if we will not stop him, he will never stop. He likes the process. He's fan of the war. I gave today the example, very interesting example. When we tried to save our north part and went through their border in Kursk region, you know what the people said to our soldiers? You are NATO. You are Americans. Russian people said to our soldiers. Our soldiers, Ukrainian-speaking guys, but of course they know Russian language 100%. They begin to answer in Russian language. No, they said in Russian language. No. We're Ukrainians. They said, that, and Russians, these old people, they said, no, you are NATO. We know you are NATO. They've been very surprised that we're Ukrainians. So you understand in what disinformation they live. So Putin built such government. He took the rights of his people, and now he's moving to the death, young people. That means that he will never stop. He likes this world, and he will protect his world. That's why we have to finish, better to finish with him, yes, it's really, but to stop him, to stop him, understand?
Okay, we'll go to NHK, please.
Thank you, Secretary General. I would like to ask about the IPv4 discussions you had. What would be the takeaways you could share with us concerning China with the discussions you had today? And Mr. President, I would like to ask, with China supporting Russia and now North Korea trying to send personnel to fight your people, is the cooperation with the Japan and IPv4 countries becoming more important?
We had a very good meeting with the four countries, Australia, New Zealand, South Korea, and indeed Japan, very much being at the table. It is a strong partner with NATO, and the IPv4 is a strong partner for NATO. And we discussed, of course, Ukraine. We discussed how what is happening in Europe is impacting on the Indo-Pacific and the security situation in the Indo-Pacific. Impacting, of course, on the Euro-Atlantic, so also on NATO, and that we need to really build that relationship. And this is not only about China. This is, of course, a broader debate and a broader discussion. And what we read is that we particularly want to deepen that relationship in the areas of industrial production, because this is an issue for every one of us, to ramp up industry production, defense industry production, innovation, but also how do we deal with hybrid threats, cyber threats. And on all these issues, we will strengthen the cooperation between the four and NATO allies.
Okay, and a final question to the Sydney Morning Herald. Third row.
It's actually the other Australian journalist, Hans van Leeuwen from the Australian Financial Review. For the Secretary-General, was there any specific discussion at the IPv4 about the North Korean question, given the urgency that has come about, given the reports from Ukraine? And for President Zelensky, Australia has just given you 49 tanks. But is it frustrating to you that you get these things on an ad hoc basis and that you have to ask and ask and ask your partners for things rather than you get a sort of structured program that you can plan around for gifts of this kind?
Well, on the first question, we discussed all the security implications of what's happening in the Pacific and in the Euro-Atlantic area and what that means for our cooperation, but also for the two areas separate, but also, again, so much being interconnected, what it means for us collectively. Of course, North Korea also was discussed, and we are very worried about the situation. North Korea is posturing towards the Republic of Korea, so as we say, South Korea, but also the role North Korea is playing in that axis together with China, Iran and Russia, supporting Russia's war effort against Ukraine. We have no evidence that North Korean soldiers are involved in the fight, but we do know that North Korea is supporting Russia in many ways by weapons supplies, technological supplies, innovation, to support them in the war effort. And that is highly worrying, and Russia is paying a price for this because they are not getting this for free from Iran, China and North Korea. In return, it means that they have to deliver innovation, other capacities and capabilities. And therefore, it is a problem for Ukraine. Therefore, it's a problem for all of us. But in the end, it is also a problem for Russia itself. So North Korea was discussed along these lines.
Thank you so much for your question. From our intelligence, we've got information that North Korea sent technical personnel and officers to Ukraine on temporary occupied territories, and they are preparing on their land 10,000 soldiers, but they didn't move them already to Ukraine or to Russia. So when we will have this information, of course, we will raise up this question, but because this will be the second, I think it's already the second country which involved to this war against us. So about the tanks, thank you so much, Australia, for these tanks. Yes, it's difficult to live without plan. That's why Rammstein really helps, because ministers of defense, the level of the ministers, and they really bring the plan of interior production of Ukraine. Sometimes it's about money and make money, to put money to our private sector to increase the production of long-distance weapon, which is now very important. Before winter, systems of electronic warfare, also urgent things, and also the plan how to equip brigades. This is the best plan what we can have, really. So our messages to all the countries, just equip brigades. They can be resourced, and they can change our guys who are tired. Some of them are tired. We need to change them on the battlefield. That's why we need this resource, well equipped. And this is the signal how to have real plan. Then about Japan, just to finish, because you asked me, I'm very thankful to your country. And really, we found during this war very strong partner. From all our people, please, big thanks to your society. Go through the winter in Ukraine. It will be the third one, but we had experience of two with blackouts, with all these challenges, and without the help of partners, where Japan supporting us with energy during such cold and dark winter. So without such partners, we couldn't survive. So we are very thankful to you for all support that Japan provided for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for. Thank you.
Thank you.